Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. Politics and the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
Yate Trasilo, Kuro e Lenadi Cal Nez, e Kuronija Yananash Titi de Quege. Thursday evening, 9:30, Ko e Ado e, I guess not a huge net or late. The Navajo Talk Radio with Yao Ekuro 30 minutes shishin with O E Nakanaho Ato Lel. A ko dishji kwege banit ino lel ye di Jina Nave Tsagaho Zand Navajo Nation Council Beshmata Anya Anajada Are E D Navakeyati with Yao E committee A Ajod or Atratan Linigi or Tratan Haz Tani Yut Oi Ada Atlas League or Ado Atlan League or Ado Ovelia Yachina or Shiton Nalo Hit Oi Dirian that Nsungoi Hut Oi Ado Niado Shinal Ako di Ayisabana Hatini. So a could a inch on Aro Arnett or the Queen was she thought on here. There is not fine corner, the Nenoslini. Hashin Zara had all a deed a great all a deed in Hibishmas on a door, a large and at Annie Russell Begade or Kiru Sadahi Jonathan Nez, Vice President. Chyd oi eichill na alnish do, chyd oi dîr eich hyn an da, chyd oi eichill na alnish. Ilon chyd oi ban sa hag ceisle. Ako eivin na jina chyd oi ar an ia. Ako e chyd oi dîsi na ligi kwa ege. Da i dool tfinil. Dan eich e chyd oi ban sa hag ceisle o leil. Ako dîr eich hyn an da. Kuro hito e khashin nzach niz nada hal jinda tse bivako hito e bikira hoti niho e aare hito e saad to yan tse kese hito e ya yadal kyu hito e jina hito e ishi nal a co deal to quag a queue up a slate or lil. A co an he did a la nhin and aro so will ya. A co bishmata sa an long age or ekare. He is a junior council delegate day this year. A co e joe kudo do e yalti do lil. Joe e gina hot oak. Council Florida, Nabigayati, meeting Ban Alteo Hodoi, Hatzi, Alsesho. A call, they would all want so kissed or little ye, a hotero little, Altoa Silo. Do care, I'm not a CEO, because you know, kodo di Navajo talk radio leo do e internet bi jo do ndi tri ye e do be si sa hol ne kodo e sho ba hono sendo lesson al tro ha si lo a ko di de sa sho ko ge tani ne q up isle It's really kind of interesting how what the discussion entailed.
I don't know. Like, he
simply strikes it out and vetoes it. So in this meeting today, it was about the about that very thing, but it really isn't what it was. Everybody was arguing about. It was something entirely different. And here's what's very, very perplexing to me. We all heard it. Campaign trail. Line item veto. Of course, that's the very thing. But you look at it, but the real issue is that there's two things that was on the legislation that the Navajo Nation Council is very much concerned about. One was that there was money allocated. It's up in the millions of dollars for a youth home or a youth center in the St. Michael's area. Called ADN. The concept and the concern for the constituency of each of these council delegates, they felt like that money should be appropriated, but not to be struck down and then to be only partially funded. See, that's really where the real argument is. The line item veto power became this press release, came from the president's office. Well, just that in itself, somebody jumped the gun. Oh, you guys are literally about within 100 feet of each other. How come the executive branch and the legislative branch are not communicating? And if you get this information for what you just heard by Honorable Council Delegate Otto So, he says, why is it so difficult that the office of the president and the vice president doesn't come over and sit here so we can look at it, look at this issue, and come up with some sort of a compromise? The second part of that appropriation that was vetoed by the president, Russell Begay, was some money that was allocated for the veterans. And again, the argument was from various different council delegates that they were saying they want that money to be given to the youth center and as well as the veteran. But the president's office struck it down and only approved part of it. Now, what do you think as a listener? What do you think as a voter on the Navajo Nation? Where was this misunderstanding, and how could this misunderstanding, it really is a misunderstanding, and why did this misunderstanding take place? Instead of calling it really what it is, they went out and said basically the same thing. And they went in there and actually gave a very different type of information. So the listeners within, all of you out there on the Navajo Nation, and as well as in the internet world, on this radio broadcast, Navajo Talk Radio, we want to be able to set the record straight. And that is that the very, very important part of this legislation is really helping the constituency and the people who are in real need. But how is it? How is it that this is taking place? What do you think? How would you have handled it? Because a lot of these are your representatives. Now, was it the fault of the executive branch, or is it the legislation, or is the bigger picture, is that why is it that there is a misunderstanding that is taking place in the first place? So this is something that you can look at. And again, we're going to continue to visit this issue on the air, on the radio. And I am your host, Cal Nez, and I've been doing the show for the past nearly 3 years. And we've covered numerous issues, and we've gone locally, nationally, and various different subjects. And so it just so happens that I'm here this week, and I go down there, and I actually did record, which I did broadcast and share with you on the air just now. And it's very, very interesting to me why that this is taking place. It shouldn't be taking. So the telephone number here for you to call in is 943-3434. And you're welcome to give us your opinion to see what you think. Well, the bottom line is this. It is not about the line item veto legislation that Joe Shirley passed several years ago. It has nothing to do with that. This is about a money that was chopped up by the Office of the President, and only a part of it was appropriated. So I don't know. So obviously, somebody who wrote the press release from the Office of the President did not understand the issue. And of course, yes, that's a real concern. And so we're going to continue to talk about this thing. And let me go to Facebook right now, and I am going to list some of the issues that was also discussed today. So I'm posting, and you can literally just click on the link, and we have about 15 minutes left in the show, and you're welcome to call in, because I really do want to hear from you. It is very, very interesting. I do want to get your opinion. It's very, very, I appreciate all you callers who do call in and who do express, because I get callers from all over the world, literally. I get calls in from California, Washington State, you know, of course, here on the Navajo Nation. And then, believe me, the Navajo Nation elected leaders do listen to the show, because it is recorded and it is left on the air. And I provided you links many times. So I really, really do appreciate it. And let me, as I'm looking for callers here on my switchboard, let me see who is there. I posted that on there. Let's see. Yeah. And so while we're waiting for some of you to call in, this is, you're listening to Navajo Talk Radio, and this is your host, Cal Nez. And tonight we're talking about what the meeting today was about over at the Navajo Nation Council Chambers. And quite interesting, I was over there and I wanted to have a conversation with my council delegate, Amber Crotty, and I texted her the night before. I alerted her that I'm going to be there at the council chamber. I'd like to have an interview with her to get her opinion. And but, you know, I did not see that I didn't get an opportunity to chat with her. And so while I was looking at this thing, I was like, why is it that my council delegate is not, talking with me? I know that she's quite busy, but, you know, I wish I would have had an opportunity to talk to her. So, again, the link, and we have about 10 minutes left in the show. So, again, tonight we are talking about the line item veto debate in the Nabigayatye meeting today. And I listened to Leonard Pete, I listened to Otto So, Nelson Begay, several other council delegates. And again, just across the board, they were urging the office of the president to come and meet with them and to discuss and these issues. And they were looking, honestly, absolutely looking to see if there could be a compromise, because they believe that the money that was earmarked was something that was important to the community. But instead, why is it that the president used the line item veto power to strike down part of the funding? Now, I think that's how the law is set up. And the law is set up in such a way that people can, that the council passes the law and then transfers it over to the president's office, and then the president's office can do whatever they want to. So, did the president do the right thing? But I think really the issue is coming down to is this line item veto. Why is that debate going on? It shouldn't be going on, but it is. So, I really wanted to hear from a lot of you this evening, and we have about, according to the show, the recorded portion of the show is going to be about another minute or so. So I'm going to go ahead and post this radio show tonight and put it on my Facebook page, and you can listen to what Otto So had to say. And I think tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, or either maybe earlier, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I will do a show, and I believe the meeting is still continuing tomorrow. So, again, you listen to Navajo Talk Radio. This is Cal Nez, and Hiala Are Nare Suyo Kizigido, Yat Enan Hitishnido, Leta Anotko Are, Hashin Zara Donda Sinotzi, Ako Deba Hin Sindo, Joe Kuji Dinikin Hatado, Nihi Washington, Ray, Window Rock, Arizona, Arago Hatoe Joe Dida, Navajo Politics, Do Navajo Nation Government, at the home of Nilko Joe Hatoe, Baker Huil Netle, Ebony Now, Hatoe, DEI. Line item veto debate. No, but it really, I was somewhat surprised that it really wasn't what they said it was. It was an entirely different, a different debate. So, the way that I'm looking at this thing is that the office of the president, whoever wrote that press release, should have been a little bit more careful and look at the issues, but instead they shot off this nearly 2-page press release. And this is what talk radio is all about, is that I present the issues, you guys call in, and these days I will only do 30-minute shows. And and then they're going to be posted and archived on the Blog Talk Radio. And how you can access that one is www.blogtalkradio.com/Calnez. And there's like every show from tonight all the way for the past 3 years. It's on there. And so we've had a lot of guests from all over the place. I'm looking at the line here. You know, there's a lot of people that are actually online, but nobody wants to talk. They just want to listen in. Because of this social media, we have the opportunity to go in there and to share information with you right on the spot. And it's a very unique service. Okay, so I appreciate it. We have about 6 minutes left in the show. Again, this is Cal Nez, and we're talking about the Navigate. What is your opinion? Do you fully agree that it is about the line item veto, or is it about a different legislation? And even so, what is your opinion about why that we're in this debate? It's really, really quite interesting. But when you look at it again, you'll think and you'll wonder why that the Navajo Nation, I know there's not going to be a 100% agreement on everything, but what needs to happen is that there's got to be a dialogue. You can eventually walk away from a discussion and agree to disagree, and or come to a compromise. And that's what I heard from the Navajo Nation Council delegates today, is that they're asking for the office of the president. Even more so, another part of this thing that's really perplexing is that why is it that two former Navajo Nation Council delegates, why are they... They know how important these issues are, but why didn't they come to the meeting? This is not even an official Navajo Nation Council where they're just talking about they address the issues and they debate it and whether or not they should pass it on to the council floor for the next council session. So at that point, if I were the president of the Navajo Nation, yes, certainly I would sit there and meet with my constituency, my fellow lawmakers, and figure this out. But to avoid and to write press releases, you know, there's a certain part of that that I will agree with, and that is that why is it that this is now happening. So, again, you listen to Navajo Talk Radio. This is Cal Nez, and I am broadcasting from Window Rock, Arizona, and we have about maybe 2 minutes left in the show, and the telephone number here is 347-989-0048, and we'll do several series. I'm going to go over to the office of the president tomorrow and try to get an interview with them. And I'm also going to go over to the chapter, chapter reform. I'm also going to go over there and find out what is it that the new structure that they're coming up with. And so I'll get recordings of that and give it to you on my next show. And this chapter reform, I mean, that's what I'll call it, you know, this evening, that's a very, very important issue too. And if we don't have a concise togetherness with our executive branch, judicial branch, or the legislative branch, we can sit here and plan all we want to, but it's really not going to get us anywhere. So, ako arashin and arashin at tsangashin, doi kuroi ba nan hin shka. Ahot o dide nikin na hata, jwit a o liya hot o ba si ti. Ako hot o da abe tago na hal no, hot o a le na al tsos al chibi tahiti chido. I said o do be stada. Ako di jo hot o di sho hei kuro, Aden hilia an nad oed oes jyda na hi si taon. A gillan da hwyl net oed leil hat no oed oed joed a anni. Cwyd oed oed ni chi do sys a zini. Chi ar oed ida di cwy o sy'n illo oed oed council chamber oed oed an haas ta. Eil oed an da bydda sikir oed oed anna. Chaleid oed i oed oed aaj oed di eil kip do la ia shkonda. Da no oed oed aia dalt ki. Ac o eben na oed oed ida aida da sy'n oed oed council delegates, even somebody from the office of the president. I know you guys listen to the show, and I do appreciate it. And but I think that you guys got to be very, very careful about how the communication and what the public has entrusted you to be able to lead the Navajo Nation. Is the host of the Navajo Talk Radio. And I thank you again this evening, and we will talk to you tomorrow, and I'm going to try to do some more interviews, like I said. So this is Cal Nez, and thank you for listening to Navajo Talk Radio.
It's time.
On the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Nez.